Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, when I first started ministering, to keep from being afraid of people's faces, I don't know if you've ever figured this out, but I tell our Bible college students this, that if you're struggling with people, did you know that if you'll look about 6 inches or a foot above their heads, you don't ever have to look at them, and they think that you're looking at them. I used to do that when I started out. I'm better now. But you can look, and it looks like I'm looking at you, but you know, I'll preach to people for an hour and a half, and I never even really notice who's there. I don't pay attention to people. I'm not really looking at you, and I guess that's probably a reaction to me being an introvert, but it's in an effort to conform to this. Don't be afraid of their faces. You just speak whatever I command you. And in verse 9, it says, Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. And that happened to me that night in 1972. The Lord touched me and put his word in my mouth, and he also gave me Jeremiah 5:14 that says, Because you speak this word, I'll make my word in your mouth fire, and the people would, and it shall devour them. And you know, I've seen this happen. I really believe that God supernaturally imparted some things to me. But here's the reason that I wanted to read this. In verse 10, he says, See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build and to plant. Now, he gave me all of these verses. And man, I was receiving all of them and really being ministered to by all of these verses. But when I got to verse 10, I really struggled with the part that it says that he had sent me to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down. And I just skipped over those four things. And I said, well, God, you know, this was old covenant, and in the new covenant, I'm to build and to plant. And I just believe that God was going to use me to bless people. And I really do focus on trying to build people up and help people to become what God wants them to be. But you know, over the years, I've come to realize that unless you start rooting out and pulling down and destroying and throwing down the things that people already have been taught, then you can't build and plant. It's like planting a garden. You have to get the rocks out. You have to do some things before you can plant the seed. And I really believe that there's a lot of people today that are trying to be so sweet and so kind, and they never want to offend anybody, that they aren't speaking boldly and doing what God told them to do. And that's one of the reasons that the Word isn't sanctifying. It's not having this preservative or killing effect on our society, is because we're afraid to speak out and say these things. But you know what? The body of Christ, we are the salt of the earth, and one of the jobs of salt is that it kills things. You can put salt. I don't know if any of you ever did this, but when I was a kid, we used to have slugs in Arlington, Texas. Those old slimy things, and man, you go sprinkle some salt on them, and it just dissolves a slug. They will literally dissolve and just run down the steps. I used to do that for fun. Did you ever do that, Joyce? She's probably the one that taught me how to do that. But anyway, you know, salt will kill things. Salt will kill plants. Salt will kill infections. Matter of fact, they used to actually salt babies when they were born. And it's referred to in Ezekiel chapter 16 that you weren't salted in the day that you were born. They used to put salt on to make sure that it would kill any infections and things like that. You know what? It's a weapon against infection. And in the spiritual sense that the Lord is talking about, God has put you and me. This isn't something that you're supposed to grow into. He says this is what you are. You are the salt of the earth. God has put you. And the neat thing about it is that, you know, if we could sit down and talk to every person in here. You know, I'm spending millions and millions of dollars on television and radio and books and all of these kind of things. And there's people that you know. Every person in here talks to people, has friends, have people that you influence, that'll never hear of me if I increase our expense 10 times. Nobody. No, I'm never going to reach everybody. But God's got us spread out. You know, if we had a map somehow or another, and if we were to just take the people in this room and put where you are and then the area of influence, the sphere of influence that you have, it would be astounding. It would absolutely be astounding to see how far-reaching that these meetings this week are going to go and how they're going to touch people. We are the salt of the earth, but we have to release this saltiness. We have to release this thing. And one of the things, I believe the very first thing that you have to do is to get to where you stand up and you take a stand against ungodliness, stand for what is right, start speaking the truth. Again, let me just remind you of the context of this. The previous verses were saying, blessed are you when people persecute you, when they cast out your name, when they talk about you for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. The context of this was talking about persecution, and then he immediately started talking about us being the salt of the earth. Brothers and sisters, we just, and I'm not saying this against anybody else, I'm saying this directed towards myself. Every time I point at you, I got three fingers pointing back at me. I think Dan Funkhauser taught me that one. And you know what? I'm not here to criticize anybody, but we have to start being outspoken. We have to say what is right and wrong. We are the salt of the earth. This is how God has chosen to do it. It's through the body of Christ. And if we don't do it, there isn't another alternative. God isn't going to have an angel come preach the gospel. The body of Christ basically has been praying for revival and asking God to just supernaturally turn things around and make everything perfect. You know, I'm not going to get into politics right here, but let me just say that people are praying that God will put a certain person in office and do things. I hesitate to say this because I don't want to spend all night here trying to explain myself. But let me just quickly say this, that politics, people that are in office, laws that are passed, are just a reflection of what kind of job the church is doing. Matter of fact, it was John Adams, the second president of the United States, that they wanted to enact some laws that probably would have been decent things or good things to do, but John Adams refused it. And he said, no way, that is a matter of personal responsibility. And he says, it is not the place of the government to sit here and tell people to do these things. And John Adams went on to say, and this is nearly a word-for-word quote, I don't have it in front of me, but he said that democracy is completely unsuited for anybody but a moral people. If the United States ever ceases to be moral, democracy will kill it. And you know what's happening right now? Democracy, see, has the ability to change your laws, to adapt to the people and to follow the majority and the majority rules. And if we ever lose the battle for people's hearts and if the majority of people cease to be godly, then you know what happens? What we see happening today. And people can sit there and pray and, oh God, change the court system and, oh God, change the laws and, oh God, change the people that are in power. But you know why the people are in power? Because the vast majority of Christians today aren't standing for anything. They don't have a strong moral compass. They don't have strong convictions. Matter of fact, let me read some of these statistics to you that will just bear this out. There was an article in the Gazette Telegraph just yesterday. I don't know if any of you read that on the front page, but it was talking about how evangelicals are possibly losing their influence, and it was very antagonistic, and I didn't like the article, but there are some things in here. Here's one of the statements by this guy who wrote this. I guess this is Barna, is what it says right here, Mark Barna. Man, I didn't realize he's the one that wrote that. Not very good. So anyway, here's what he said. He said, evangelicals no longer seem to be the monolithic voting bloc they were a few years ago. A growing number don't think it's their place to politicize their faith, and many young believers are not interested in the traditional evangelical battlegrounds of abortion and gay rights. Their focus is turning toward environmentalism and social justice. Now, I'm not here to make a political statement. And there's a fine line between this. But you know what? You ought to stand for some morality. I don't care what party. I don't care if you're green. I don't care if you're blue, red, yellow. Doesn't matter to me what the party is, but there are certain things that are right and wrong. Over in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, it says one of the signs of the end time. It says that people will call good evil and evil good. And you know why that's happening? Because the body of Christ isn't being the salt and isn't standing up for things. And one of the reasons we aren't is because we get persecuted for it. People will sit there and, you know, the only people in the United States that it's politically correct to criticize are Christians. You can't say anything against any other religious group. You can't come against an ethnic group. You can't come against anything. But if you're a Christian, it's fair game. Boy, you can blast them. You could say things about Christians that you couldn't say about any other group without getting sued. And so Christians are fair game. And because of that, a lot of Christians are just afraid to say anything. And I believe that that's going to have to change. It says in May, 70 Christian leaders signed an evangelical manifesto which calls for less politicizing of the faith and knee-jerk identification with the Republican Party. When Christianity is politicized, the manifesto said, faith loses its independence. The church becomes the regime at prayer, and Christians become useful idiots for one political party or another. That was not a compliment, in case you didn't figure that out. And it says here, on June the 16th, California became the second state to allow the same-sex marriages. Christian conservatives' emphasis on gay rights and, to a lesser extent, abortion to the exclusion of other issues is an important reason for the movement's decline, several churches and scholars say.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'm going to receive a lot of criticism for the things that I've taught on today's program, but I know that there's a lot of people that are also being set free by this truth. And, you know, there's many things that we can offer you, but I'd like to offer our website to you as a resource where you can get over 300 teachings downloaded free on MP3 format, 8 years worth of television, 10 years worth of radio. There's a lot of great things, but also if you go on and sign our guest book on our website, well, I'd love to hear some positive comments. If you're receiving from this, you know, I read those on a regular basis, so I encourage you to visit us and leave a message on our website today.